run away from home. And sure enough, I run away. And I was walking down this lonesome road. Along came a man on a pickup truck. He said, "Hey, where you going, boy?" I said, "I don't know, but I'm running away from home." He said, "Get in here. Come on and go with me. Because I got some little work for you to do, boy. I want you to take care of my hogs, my chickens, and my cows and going on." And sure enough, I started to work for him. And the man was named Mr. Charlie. And every day around lunchtime, I come out there and bring his dinner to him. He had a great big old sawmill. Boy, look at here, the people just working and going on for Mr. Charlie. So, you know, one day, Mr. Charlie and a man were talking. And I smelled something, and I looked around, and I saw the sawmill just going up in flame. Well, quite naturally, I got scared, and I run to Mr. Charlie. I was going to tell him that his sawmill was burning up, because that's where I was staying out there in the little shack there by the sawmill. Okay, I said, "Hey, Mr. Charlie." He said, "Go ahead on, boy. Don't you see me talking? I'm talking a little business right now." Then I told him again. I said, "Oh, Mr. Charlie." He said, "Be quiet, boy. Don't you see me taking care of business?" I said, "Man, the sawmill is burning down." I said, "Oh, Mr. Charlie. No, the sawmill is burning on down." He looked at me, said, "Let it burn, boy." I said, "No, but Mr. Charlie, it burned down. Lord, I ain't got no place to stay." Yeah, Mr. Charlie, he looked back at me. He said, "Let it burn on down, boy. Don't you worry about a thing. Because as long as I got a place to stay, you got a place to stay too. Let it burn on down. Hey, whoa, Mr. Charlie, let it burn on down." Mr. Charlie was a good man. I stayed right there with Mr. Charlie. Yeah, and you know, as the year rocked on by, when I got ready to leave, Mr. Charlie gave me a watch and a chain, a gold watch and chain. Yeah, Mr. Charlie, you know I think about you all the time. You know everywhere I go now, Mr. Charlie, you know you're always resting on my mind.